WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities are trying to understand how a U.S. citizen who served in the Army became an ISIS follower who decided to drive a pickup truck through Bourbon Street in New Orleans on New Year's. He killed 14 people. And when it comes to the threat of radicalization, the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week,
"The phenomenon of radicalization of individuals is not limited to the military. It is something that we are very focused upon in society writ large. The military is not immune to it, nor is the federal workforce."
President Biden and the First Lady will visit New Orleans tomorrow to see the scene and meet with the families of victims. Tomorrow is also the day Congress will meet and certify the electoral count that will see Donald Trump become the 47th president. The 39th president, Jimmy Carter, lies in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta as the public pays respects, with 60 million people in the U.S. under weather alerts. This is AB.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at Buzz of the North. North.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine for today, but frigid north winds, highs in the lower teens. Tonight, mostly clear skies, lows near zero or just below that. Thankfully, the winds will be light. Monday, mostly sunny skies, highs topping out in the upper teens. Currently, 4 degrees below zero.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the weekend's news and we bring back Beyond the Cheese. Wisconsin knitwear is featured. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Transformed a New England factory into an abbey. The idea of making a movie so heavily focused on Catholics did give the studio some pause, but across town, Paramount had seen huge success with a couple of similarly themed movies, Going My Way and The Bells of St. Mary's, which featured Bing Crosby playing a priest. And that was enough incentive for Fox to greenlight this story. For Fox studio chief Daryl F. Zanuck, there was only one real choice to play the lead. Loretta Young was beautiful, she was talented, and most of all, she was one of Hollywood's most visible and most devout Catholics. When offered, Young jumped at the chance to play the lead in the film, which turned out to be both a popular and critical success, earning 7 Oscar nominations, including a Best Actress nod for Loretta Young. From 1949, also featuring Hugh Marlowe and Elsa Lanchester, Come to the Stable.
Sleepless night, I whisper your name. Sleepless night of who is to blame. Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too. As I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. Memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, tick-tock silence.
This is right out of the stable of Alfred Newman. Cyril Mockridge wrote the music, but in this musical style, these guys managed to get a platinum about plagiarism. Come to the Stable. Mac Gordon wrote this.
Why, my
must I redream, relive the joys we have known?
Some people think it's the answer to Bells of St. Mary, 1945. Come to the Stable, 1949. It's about a couple of French nuns trying to make good on a pledge to build a hospital in Bethlehem, Connecticut. Well, nobody really cares to support them. Not really. Oh, they talk nice. By the way, this was based on a story by Claire Booth Lewis. Claire's daughter had died, devastating death, and prompted her to start going to church, and nobody remembers come to the stable today. Thomas Gomez is a mafioso from New York, and he's going to help the nuns. Nobody else will, because he's remembering his dead son, who was a casualty of World War II. Music from Come to the Stable, the forgotten Christmas movie. You'll remember it after this. The Music of the Stars. Hugh Marlowe is in the picture. He plays a neighbor, a composer. He doesn't care for the nuns building a hospital out by him. But then he realizes he is, without knowing it, lifted a Gregorian chant that he heard in the nuns' convent back in France during the war. And he just wrote a popular song. In the back of his mind, stealing it from this nun's order book. Now, in a kind of a different way than Miracle on 34th Street, this song, Come to the Stable, kind of, I would say, mirrors our reactions to World War II. Sacrifices made and the greater good. Hey, the Music of the Stars. I want to do something too, but in the meantime, I want to say that this trailer I have for Come to the Stable, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the score, at least as much of it as we can without the background music.
I respect her not only as an actress, but as a person. She's just completed two movies called Appointment with Death and Mr. North. Would you welcome, please, Miss Lauren Bacall?
Good to see you again.
That sketch was a riot.
Wasn't that fun? That was fun.
And I was hysterical.
You know,
then.
It was the strangest thing when we did that. When I was talking to the gentleman, I felt a certain reverence, even though he wasn't the Pope, obviously. But the man in the vestments there, but he has a striking resemblance the first time you see
him. Absolutely.
And I was somewhat taken back. And when I would do the jokes and he would just kind of look at me, I felt almost like it was a real
Very
Pope.
Very funny.
Thank you.
Very funny.
Good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
Did I do?
You're looking smashing.
Thank you, and so are you. I'm going to read a quote here. This is on the Katharine Hepburn, good friend of yours.
Yes.
Wrote a new book, The Making of the African Queen, or How I Went to Africa with Bogart, Bacall, and Houston, and Almost Lost My Mind. Right?
Here's not her life.
Yeah, here's an interesting item about you. I don't know if you saw this or not. She says, an example in the book. She says, while we're looking at people, let's look at Betty, Lauren Bacall. You have never seen her until you've seen her in her bright green wrapper on the way to the outhouse in the early morning with her hair piled up on her head and no lipstick or anything else. I assume she's talking about when you were in Africa going to the, as we say in the Midwest,
yeah,
the old outhouse.
Well,
have you seen
with any luck, nobody else will ever see me going to the outhouse.
That'd be a great title for your book.
Yes. Funny thing happened to me.
Me on the way to the outhouse. You know, lost John Huston just last week.
Sure
he was 81 years old, who was a sensational director. And The African Queen, I know you went to Africa during the making of that picture. It must have been fascinating. The picture, of course, was sensational. And
I was there for the whole thing. And
how long did that take?
Yeah,
how long were you down there?
We were in the Belgian Congo, now Zaire,
yeah,
for like 8 weeks. And then we were in Uganda as well. And it was
not your first trip
to go
Africa?
There. Yeah. Yes, my only trip, actually. It was not the in thing to do at all. I mean, that was before all these safaris, these organized safaris were planned that they do now. But it was, they had to clear the jungle in order to build a camp for the entire company.
Right.
And we all lived in these huts that were made out of bamboo and palm leaves with Mother Earth for the floor. And it was fascinating.
It was
wonderful. And John was marvelous at Houston because we used to go to the location in a car. And all the little native boys would stand along the edge because we were freaks, obviously, to them. And they would hang on to their private parts. They had no clothes on, you know. And they'd one hand there and the other hand there, waving. And John, sitting in the car like the Queen of England or the King of England, I should say, like this, with the royal wave. Oh, and of course it suited him, as you know, he was an extraordinary.
Not that many.
Through a long and sleepless night of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too. As I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you.
This picture got 7 Oscar nominations.
How I wish my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Silence. I'll beg my heart to weep less all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
Through a long and sleepless night I whisper your name. Through a long and sleepless night of who is to blame? Can't help but wonder if you're lonely too. As I lie there and toss about, so at a loss about you. How I wish my heart would leave my memories alone. Why must I redream, relive the joys we have known? I pray that someday our love will see the light. Till then, in tick-tock silence, I'll beg my heart to weep less all through an oh so long and sleepless night.
Well, that's something that bothered Hugh Marlowe, at least his character. Because, you see, he got it, he stole it, unintentionally, from the Nuns of the Holy Endeavor, this order that's trying to build a hospital right nearby him, a hospital for sick children. At one point, the bishop says, well, I marvel at your accomplishments, Something tells me there's an irresistible force let loose in New England. Come to the Stable. It was composed for that sequence, but the this artist who has given the nuns some lodgings, see, does that sound familiar there? For Christmas, he discovers suddenly that there's about a dozen more Orders of the Holy Endeavor members coming down upon this hospital scene. And Cyril Mockridge, he's got this great talent for turning on a dime to match all this on-screen dramatics, and he resists the temptation to go for the laughs. What a great movie, and what a pity nobody's seen it. Not for so many years. Go figure. The Music of the Stars. Happy New Year, everybody, from all of us. I see I've got some other things. I just wanted to mention that if you've seen Come to the Stable, watch it again. It's that good. Well, when I was a kid, my parents went to anything that had nuns and priests in it. We saw it together, Old Bells of St. Mary. But interestingly enough, they took me to see Black Narcissus, which is anything but a Catholic movie. And I don't think you want to bring your kids to see Black Narcissus.
There's also merch for sale below. Let's go see Steve.
Merry Christmas, Johnny! This year I decided to go with Loretta Young and Celeste Holm in Come to the Stable from 1949, directed by Henry Koster. In 1947, Loretta had her best year in films. She made a comedy called The Farmer's Daughter, and unexpectedly, in one of their biggest upsets, won Best Actress of the Year. The same year, a picture she was in called The Bishop's Wife, which we love, was also up for Best Picture. So her stock went up all of a sudden, and she could choose what she wanted to do. She had been a 20th Century Fox.
Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts. Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be. It can't be. Tell me, pinch me. Tell me it's not here.
It's the most fattening time of the with that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer. It's the most fattening time of the year. It's the lip smacking a season of all. While you're shopping, you're cheating, impulsively eating that junk at the mall. It's the heaviest season of all. There'll be turkeys for basting and stuffing for tasting, and giblets and gravy will flow. There'll be cookies that Mom baked and a leftover fruitcake from a Christmas a long time ago. It's the scale flattening time of the year. While your diet you're blowing, there's calories going straight down to your rear. It's a scale flattening time of the year.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. I know there's food everywhere. Eggnog flowing out of fountains. It's like one big bar mitzvah. But listen, you don't have to do that. You could have small portions and make ribbons instead of fudge. You can do it. Please try.
Every afternoon dosing
and arteries closing,
cholesterol levels will grow.
It's too cold to go jogging, too brisk for tobogganing, so pass me a hot buttered roll.
Don't you dare touch that roll. I'm watching.
It's the most fattening time of the year. All those gingerbread shingles and chocolate Kris Kringles will tremble in fear. It's the most fattening time. It's a belt-loosening time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Said my nephew Tim to his Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year? Same thing every year, Aunt Louise.
Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Some socks, and some tiny BVDs. But I can't get them up past my knees. Could you return them, please, Aunt Louise? Open this one first, Uncle Bob. Didn't I get this last year?
Didn't I get this last year?
Try to act surprised, Uncle Bob. But I got this last year.
But he got that last year.
A tie, wider than a mile, with a pattern way out of style. With a pattern that's way out of style. Said my wife to our neighbors across the street, I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
What a thoughtful gift, Peg and Dow. I think we got this last year.
I think we got this last year.
A plant in a moldy mayonnaise jar. They must have dug one up from their yard. They must have dug one up from their yard. So
said the dad to his kids on Christmas Day. Didn't I get this last year? This is just exactly what I want. Just as much as last year. Surprise, surprise. A coupon for some fries. That was really very thoughtful, you guys.
Didn't I get this last year?
I'm sure I got this last year.
Yeah,
well, thanks. No, it's really very nice. I've always wanted something like this.
Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Let's take some Alka-Seltzer and a box of antihistamines too. We'll bring some Kleenex with us and sing a chorus or two. Let's let my red nose lead us and us stay right in spite of the flu.
Hack it up, lung it up, let's go. Fetch us in the snow. We're coughing up the yellow and green rainbow.
Cough it up, cough it up, cough it up. Oh man, there's some on my head. My throat's as rough as leather and raspy as it can be. Let's take some Kleenex with us and sing a carol or two. We'll make our noses rather on a sleigh ride to go with the flu.
My kid came home from preschool with a cough today. He'll infect the whole darn neighborhood in about a day.
We'll be calling in sick to work until the diarrhea stops.
At the pharmacy, we'll get lots more pills to pop. Pop, pop, pop.
I took every medication I can legally buy.
Coughing, sneezing, sniffling, and the watery eyes.
I'll be getting real drunk on NyQuil. I'll take Contact till I'm high.
Whoa. This wonderful buzz is great, but I'm glad I don't have to drive. Just hear those noses sniffling, sore throats tickling too. Come on, it's lousy weather to be suffering inside with the flu. Outside the snow is falling, your fever's at 102. Come on, it's lousy weather for a flu ride together with you. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da.
Music of the Stars. That's Jack Gressel and Julie. It's Jill Jensen with lyrics you never hear till now. Brubeck had the hit on this. Let's hear it for lyrics. Thank you.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five, just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see. I'm alive, I'm alive. Though I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a place. Still I know all eyes are for me. I feel tingles down to my feet. When your smile gets much too discreet, sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a bite. Start a little conversation now, it's alright. Just take five, just take five.
Thank you.
Henry Mancini.
That's what you'll be saying in the slammer, punk.
His driver's license. At last, at last. And your name is? Mr. What's-It-To-Ya. What kind of ridiculous name is that?
It's my ridiculous name. What's-It-To-Ya.
That's enough of that.
Sounds of love. Hallelujah. sunshine above. Hallelujah. The bells will go ring. Yes, ringing from dawn till night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hand in hand. Hallelujah. All over the land.
Stephen Eady from the 70s. The Music of the Star. The Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody. Ella Fitzgerald.
Hallelujah, and you'll shoot the blues. get you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to shoo the clouds away.
This is Ted Heath and the music from Hit the Deck. Vince Humans wrote them. Here's Francis Albert.
Let me tell you about a gal I know. She's my baby and she lives next door. Every morning before the sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I got no friends, I know she'll go with me down to the end. Everybody asks me, how do I know? I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone, tell her that I'm all alone. By the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there ain't nobody hanging around, she just kisses me and then holds me tight and tells me, baby, everything's gonna be all right. That's why I know. Yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her
come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
This is the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy New Year, everybody out there, and all our stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, Waukesha, WAUK 540 and 101.7. Happy New Year. We made it. Stand by for CBS News. Who knows what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours? CBS has it.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congress meets tomorrow to certify President-elect Trump's triumph. And 2 weeks before he's inaugurated for his second term, Republican sources tell ABC News that House Speaker Mike Johnson told congressional Republicans the president-elect wants to use one sweeping bill through the budget reconciliation process to address his priorities. The inauguration and other major events are helping to create what Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas called a difficult threat landscape.
State and local officials and residents need to be alert to it and take the precautions necessary to avoid violence from occurring.
Speaking after the New Orleans terror attack on New Year's that left 14 people dead, President Biden will visit that city tomorrow. Today, he'll sign a measure boosting Social Security payments for people who get their pensions from their time in public service positions. 60 million people in the U.S. are under weather alert as a winter storm moves east. More than 800 flights have been canceled. This is ABC News.